My name's Fiona Glasgow, and I came to live in Clovenstone for the first time when I was 7 years old. I'm now 50 and have just returned.
So how long have you lived in Clovenstone overall?
So this is the house that I'm in at the moment is a family home. So this is where we moved to. So I stayed here from when I was 7 till I was about 22. Then I moved away, but I still worked in the local area. And then I moved to Glasgow, so I'm only just back. So that works out as about, it's only 15 years that I lived here, but in fact my mum and my dad lived here the whole time, so I've always been, it's always been my home, and I've always visited on a regular basis, so it feels like 43 years.
So how has the area changed since you moved back?
Well, it has changed. We used to have a view of the castle from our upstairs window, and outside the kitchen window there was a big field that we used to play in, and now it's covered in houses. It used to be that there were flats, and now there's all these sort of nice houses. So that's quite different. When I was a kid, there used to be a wee joke going about the number of parking spaces. So when they designed Clovenstone, they had two spaces for every house, or it looked like that. And of course, there were very few people had cars, so Dad was never stuck for a place to park some of his different and unusual cars that he had.
Do you feel that there's been a change in the community at all? Have you noticed that since you've moved back?
There is a difference in the community. Partly because there's a difference in the society that we live in anyway. When I first lived here, when I was a kid being brought up here as a teenager, there was very little. Then, obviously, things happened. We got a community centre, a school. We had cultural exchanges. All those kind of things happened. And then I moved away from home, but was still involved in the community. So I think the biggest change is the mix of people. When we first lived here, it was mostly working class families who didn't have a lot of money, and were sort of, I suppose, moved here to see, it seemed like a better place to live than where people had come from.
Do you feel that the area has improved then?
Yes, I mean, in the way that it looks, certainly. And I like the diversity. I quite like that there's people walking past. That's a big change. People walk past this house now on a regular basis. It's really, really busy. We never used to see people. As I look out, I see people all different shapes, sizes and colours, which makes for quite an interesting experience. And I find that's really nice. And certainly one of the things that I enjoy here as well is if I get on a bus, there's nearly always somebody that I recognise, or, somebody from the past, somebody that I've met, when I was a kid, or that's really nice. I quite like that. And there's lots of people who've been around for a long time, and you just, it's quite weird, because even older people who, obviously I'm a bit older, you would think they would change quite massively. If not really, I still recognise them, and that's quite nice. Go to the corner shop and it's still the same man who works in the corner shop, who's been there for many, many years, and I'm sure he should have retired a long time ago.
You said you used to work locally, is that where did you used to work?
Work in the West of Hales Opportunities Trust when it first opened. Mm-hmm. That was a project set up to help people with the training and employment, so helping people get onto courses, set themselves up for interviews. There was also a sort of business start-up part of it. The project also did little training courses in travel and tourism, which I had the joy of being part of. So it was a community-based project, employed local people, and it was around for a long time. And it used to be right at the front of the shopping centre.